tell us a little bit about yourself. You have kind of like this small town mystique about you.
Yeah, I guess I am from a small town. I live in the woods. I got 10 acres and a log cabin off the grid. It's not a very big town here. We're getting snow here today.
So how do you find inspiration to write your music?
Oh, that's a good question. I think it's just life experience, I think, that I write about. I don't know. I've been doing it for about 25 years, and it's just kind of maybe just the way I artistically express myself in writing and playing guitar to it. I've got a lot of different areas of songwriting that I've done. I'm a carpenter as well. I've got a whole work album collection. I've got a whole album collection about living in the woods the way I do. So just kind of life inspirations.
Okay, what do you want to be remembered for?
Well, that's a tough one. I don't know. I do a lot of things. I mean, ideally right now it'd be nice to get the word out enough about the music, because I've been doing it for so long and it's not really been out there. And doing these kind of interviews and everything else that's going on, it's kind of nice to get the word out and hopefully be starting the second album this winter as far as the recording goes.
Okay, you traveled to L.A. to do the recording for this album. I mean, what was that like? Was that a little bit of kind of a culture shock for you?
Yeah, that was interesting and unique. My cousin and her husband came with me, so that helped get me there on the airplane. And yeah, it's a different place there, that's for sure. It was freezing cold here, of course, and buried in snow, and then I got there and it was warm. And in Bernie's backyard, I was picking oranges, grapefruit, lemons right off the tree. So that was kind of interesting. I'd never done that before.
Okay, what song on the album are you most proud of? I know they're all your babies in one way or another, but if there was a song that kind of stuck out the most that you wanted to tell your listeners, you know, you gotta listen to this, which one would it be and why?
Oh, man, I don't know. Maybe Says Lately, just because it really took off when we started working in Bernie's studio, and I always knew it was an upbeat kind of rocker song, and just the way that one came together was really just stuck out for me, I guess.
Well, how did it come together?
The process of the recording was that I sat with Butch, the drummer, and Dave, the bass player, and Bernie, and played the song to them, and they took notes and just talked about it a little bit, and then went and recorded it. But it just—I don't know—every just it was kind of a magic song, I guess, the way it just came to life.
Okay, what is it like to work with Bernie as a producer?
I like Bernie. I've known Bernie since the early '90s when he was up north here. His dad had moved up here, and he came up to spend some time with his dad, and I was in a punk band at that time, and we were playing at an art gallery opening, and Bernie came, and from L.A., he was in town, and he really, really liked what he heard, and so he actually recorded one of our albums back then, so I've known him for a long time, and he's known my music for a long time, and we've kept in touch, and working with him was good. Just because I've known him for so long, I think he knew where we needed to go with the album, and he made it happen.
Hey, you mentioned punk before. I mean, I think it was Says Lately and Barn Dance too. At times, you sound a little bit like the lead singer of the Dropkick Murphys. Are they a band that you check out from time to time?
I've never heard of that band.
Oh wow.
Maybe shame on me, but I actually don't listen to a whole lot of music.
Yeah, you mentioned that on your site. So you really don't listen to, you know, that much music? You don't have, like, a favorite artist or something that you kind of, like, turn to?
Well, I have a lot of favorite bands and artists, but I guess in my cabin, I don't listen to music there. It's when I was much younger in high school, I think, is when I did the majority of my listening. And I don't know, I'm not set up at my house to have music.
So on your site, you talk about how you do a lot of like your things for yourself, like hunting, fishing, all of those things. Can you just describe like your normal day and how like music kind of plays a part in all of that?
Okay, well, that's interesting because today, right up till when you were calling, I'm butchering a deer right now.
Nice.
So yeah, so I had to clean up to get ready to talk to you. So I do that kind of stuff. I like to go fishing, and as far as it playing into my music, I don't know. I have maybe like one song about fishing and hunting, but I don't know. It's kind of the lifestyle that I live.
If you had to say, you know, a sentence or two to kind of get a potential listener to be interested in your music, like how do you think you would sell the wreck and the mess?
Let's see. How about, I would, maybe like an upbeat alt country Americana album. I'm not sure how to answer that. I would probably, yeah, I could talk about the people who are on the album that, my friend Bernie lined up for me. We have on that album a guy named David Lindley, who is a phenomenal player of, it seems like, almost every instrument. And he was really fun to meet, too, because the process of the album was to do it in 2 weeks in L.A. and just get everybody in and do their part. And we also have Ian McLagan from the Small Faces in the Faces, who's on there. And we have Butch and David, who are the drummer and bass player for Lucinda Williams. And just the talent that Bernie lined up for the album was pretty impressive. And I think the way it all came together with all the different layering and stuff, it's pretty incredible. And then he had his friend Nico do the mixing for it. And Richard Dodd did the mastering. So it was a well-produced album. Sounds pretty professional.
How did you feel the first time you listened to it?
Well, the first time that I listened to it, actually, when it arrived in the boxes, of course, I'd already heard it and working with it for so long with all the editing and stuff like that. But I think the first time I heard it, when I was able to clear my mind enough to just hear it, I really enjoyed it. And once I slowed down enough to hear all the layers of different players and what they were all doing, it was pretty impressive.
Okay, what are your expectations for this album?
I'd like to get some radio play with it, maybe, and have it propel to the next level, where maybe I could find some type of management or booking so I could start playing shows. And ideally, I mean, we'd like to do another album like that, but the one that I'll be doing this winter is going to be probably more of a stripped-down acoustic album. But it would be nice if it propelled itself to the point that I could do more of it, which is ultimately what I want to do right now.
Have you started the writing and recording process for the new album?
The other one, the next album, it's pretty much almost written. I have a few songs that I'm still trying to tweak a couple things. We haven't started recording it yet, but potentially maybe in February.
Okay, you mentioned that it's going to be a stripped-down acoustic. Is there anything else that you think will separate it from this current album?
It's going to be more, I think it's going to be more just like kind of me, acoustic. There will be some other musicians on there, but maybe not as involved and as many instruments as the first album. And it's only going to have 10 songs, whereas The Wreck has 15. So it's going to be a shorter one.
Okay, how do you feel about that? I mean, a lot of albums now are a little bit shorter. A lot of albums don't have themes. They're more like singles-oriented and things like that. How do you think your album stacks up? Is this more like, you said before it was Americana. Do you think it's more of an experience, like you have to listen to the whole album to kind of get the feeling? Or do you think someone can just, you know, jump on iTunes and pick up one song and have a good time?
Well, I think you can pick up one song and enjoy that for sure. But I also think, I mean, the whole concept of it with 15 songs was that it was kind of a story to be told, and so it took 15 songs. But the whole album at 15 songs is only like 45 minutes, so it's not an excessively long album. And I know that a lot of albums now aren't so long, but this one had a point, and it took that many songs to do it. Some of the songs are short. Maybe the longest song might be 4 minutes. I'm not.
Okay, is there anything else that you want to say about your music to someone who's never listened to you?
Well, if you haven't listened to it, I hope you would enjoy it. And maybe if you get to know where I'm coming from a little bit or where I live, it starts, maybe makes a little bit of sense. And it's kind of connected to my whole lifestyle, I think. Hands-on, and it's pretty simple music.